Welcome to the Utah Football Fans Podcast, everybody, and happy summer. It's Memorial Day, the day we're recording this, the official start of summer. And I think we do need to say thank you to anyone who has served this country, is serving. That's what Memorial Day is all about. We are extremely grateful for you, and I just wanted to throw that out there. We're also grateful for our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics. Please look him up at thomasortho.com. And he is running a promotion this summer until August 1st. You can get $500 off your treatment.
Jeez.
If you mention the podcast. And by mentioning the podcast, you get entered to win a $200 gift card to the Red Zone. So,
Come on.
Yeah, not only really? $500 come off, on. You could win $200 to the Red Zone.
And he'll do a dance for you.
Oh.
There's that in there.
We're throwing that in. So that's running until August 1st. Look him up at thomasortho.com. Please like and subscribe and share and follow us on social media, Utah Football Fans on Instagram, Twitter. You can follow each of us on Twitter, join our Facebook group, all the good stuff.
Just do it.
Otherwise you'll miss out on all sorts of fun.
And comment and like and everything else.
You know what to do.
I mean, we're everywhere. Come on.
We're worldwide.
It's good to be back. Talk Utah football.
Yeah, it's a lot has happened.
A lot has happened
in Utah football.
Yeah, sure.
All right, what do you got?
Go, Bryn, go.
Well, let's go.
Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start where we need to start.
Okay.
If you want to sponsor us, then do that. Hey, I was actually thinking about this today. I was going through my mind. I think that we need a tanning company to sponsor us.
Hey, yeah.
We're like translucent here.
Hey.
You
speak
are.
For okay. yourself.
You I are. I'm not.
So that would be a good one.
Spray tan. I can't do the tanning beds. I don't need skin cancer.
Okay, I'll take that. I was just thinking.
If you're interested in sponsoring the podcast, please get a hold of us. You don't have to be a tanning company.
It would be really helpful. Because
that was random.
Just any tanning company.
I was just thinking, and I was like, man, I am.
You just got to use
white.
The self tanner.
Yeah, I can see the wall like, right you through you from here. Right through.
Okay.
Hey, it's
hi,
the
kettle.
It's the beginning of summer. It's fine.
I know, but
okay. You were just in Mexico too. That's pathetic then if you didn't get a tan.
Well, I'm kind of at the age now where it's like I don't really.
You sit in the shade.
You sit in the shade a lot. You got the big hat, long sleeves.
Yeah.
Oh, you old people, you.
Hey, I'm taking care of this skin.
Okay, that was just my little.
All right, let's get down. Let's talk. First things first. I need to know what you think.
Oh.
Isaac Wilson.
Okay,
he's committed to Utah. Let's talk Utah fans.
We have never said a bad word about anyone with the last name Wilson.
Love the Wilson family. Quote me on that.
What? Okay.
Come on.
Is it Baby Wilson? Is that what we're calling him? Baby Willie?
Well, we had Little Willie, but no, we okay. like this
so it's
one.
It's Baby Willie.
No.
No.
Here, how's this?
Start.
He's a four-star quarterback. He's probably the best quarterback to come out of the state of Utah maybe ever. So it's a humongous get. I'm thrilled about it. I mean, the kid is potentially a rock star. He's going to the Elite 11. I'm ecstatic. The whole Mommy Wilson thing and the brother, it's all who cares if he goes out and wins a bunch of football games for us? I couldn't care less. Yeah, there's a badge that comes along with the kid, but four star, baby.
Oh, man.
I just don't want the distraction. That's it. I don't want the other stuff.
Look.
Lisa?
Look.
I didn't say that.
Okay. I did. Hey.
Go ahead.
Okay. He's part of the Utah family. Welcome.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's it. We don't need to slam him.
I did
we're not
going to
slam
him.
We're not going to make fun of anything. But I'm just going to say this. Yeah, I agree. Four-star, the Elite 11. I think there's only 20 guys
that
are involved in that. That's fine. But to me, it's like, okay, let's relax a little bit, however, because he still has a senior year to play.
Yeah.
So he doesn't even get to Utah until 2024. And that means whether he red shirts or not or whatever happens. I mean, it is way out there.
That's true.
I just, for me, when I'm excited about it because, if we want him, our coaches want him, and he is apparently good and a lot of potential, swell. But let's be realistic. You never know how recruits are going to be, what they're going to become. The guy's still really young. And the fact of the matter is, it's still the portal days.
He could tomorrow
say, I'm going elsewhere.
Yeah.
100%.
So having said all that, yeah, I'm excited. I'm welcome. Bottom line is, improve and come and win some games for us.
So I can't call him Baby Willie?
No, you cannot. He's now the other side.
Dang it.
He's a Utah man.
Okay.
I'm thrilled.
I'm welcoming him here.
But yeah, he still has a whole year left to go. And there was another quarterback by the last name of Tuttle that felt the same way, right? We got it. He comes here and then his career just fizzled out.
He was a wuss. He left. Whatever. He didn't want to battle for the spot.
You never know. But it's a big recruiting win, especially in state. Yeah. I mean, he was being recruited by a lot of schools.
It's true.
And so it's a big win. I'm thrilled by it.
All jokes aside, I will cheer for him. Absolutely. And I want what's best for Utah football. And
yeah, man.
If he's going to be the guy, if it pans out and he plays for us and he does awesome.
I just think sometimes we as fans and people go over the top on stuff. The things I was seeing on social media, you would have thought all of our problems are solved right now. I thought it was just a little too much for me. I'm excited about it, but I'm also realistic about it. There's a lot of guys who, of all positions, that come with great expectations, and you never hear of them again. Now, I'm not saying it's this way. We'll see. He has potential, but it's out there a way. So, welcome. Don't get hurt. And welcome to the family. Let's win some football here in the future.
I've seen some highlights from him.
I knew he was coming here.
How'd you know?
I knew.
You didn't know.
Yes, I did. I knew because his mom attended the women's football clinic that Utah football put on a few weeks ago. Why, she wouldn't come to that if he wasn't going to come here. The second I saw her in that picture, I thought, she has some friends with her.
Was her friends there? I need to know those things ahead of time.
You can't make these jokes anymore.
It was a genuine question.
That's true.
Okay. Anything else we want to say?
No.
Ute fans, welcome Isaac Wilson to the family.
Just move on. Oh. Move on.
Okay, let's go here. You tell me I saw this come across Twitter. Mike Farrell Sports. Honestly, I don't know.
Mike Farrell,
look him up. You can look him up. He has quite a history in football as a scout and that kind of stuff.
Okay.
He has a site and he has a bunch of writers. I saw it come. I don't know if you ever heard of Coach JB.
I'm familiar.
Okay. He retweeted this.
Okay.
What I'm going to share with you. So I looked it up. Mike Farrell Sports, look it up, whatever. What happened to it?
Oh, you've lost it.
I've lost it.
Great radio.
I've lost it. That's great radio.
Okay, while you look for that, we are going to say congratulations to the Utah women's softball team who's going to the World Series.
They're killing it. Women's sports right now?
Utah Athletics, and I think lacrosse won their conference championship. I mean, Utah Athletics, hey.
I'm not going to be able to find it.
Oh, no. You've lost your...
This is embarrassing.
Keep going. Can you guys not talk? Do I have to carry you? What? Do I have to carry you people?
Here's how that podcast works. You have a topic.
I don't
want to
start a new topic.
Okay, it's right here. I've got it. Relax. Yeah, I'm a professional.
He found it.
Okay.
Yells.
projected top five quarterbacks in the league this year. It's from this writer on this site, not Mike.
Pac-12,
the top five.
Okay, Pac-12 specific.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I can
projected
give you...
top like, five. We already know Pac- who that is. 12 quarterbacks. This is what they said.
Okay, want me to guess?
I want to get your reaction. Yeah, we all know number one is your best friend,
Bo Nix.
Caleb Williams, number one.
Mr. Fingernails.
He'll take a step backwards. I'm with Bryn on this.
It's my prediction.
Penix, two.
Okay.
Sanders.
I looked.
Number three.
I ruined the surprise. I looked at your screen.
Prime's the little boy who's on his team.
They're going to win
Daddy.
Three
Daddy's
games.
Boy is number three.
Uh-uh. This list is crap. Throw it away.
Can you believe that?
That is a bang your head
against
the table. I am
so sick
number
of hearing
four,
about them.
Number four, Bo Nix. I mean, Oregon fans. Wow. These guys have Shedeur Sanders as number three this year. A guy...
In front of Bo Nix?
In front of Bo Nix. Okay, I will never... The site...
And then it's Cam 5.
Nope. Cam's not even on their top five. Cameron Ward.
From Washington State?
Yeah. This is the kind of stuff that's out there.
What is the... Did you guys see somebody posted in our Facebook group? Shoot, I should have looked it up to credit you. But they posted what the tickets are going for at Colorado.
Yeah, I saw.
Did you look at that?
Hundreds of dollars.
Just the single game tickets.
Like $580 a ticket.
Yeah.
To watch Arizona.
The range between games, of course, but like their opening game, the range is between like $500 and $1,000 for a single ticket.
If you're a Colorado fan listening, I'll just give you some advice. Don't buy those tickets now. Wait a little bit, because when you guys are 0-6, the tickets are going to be really, really inexpensive.
What has Sanders done? What has he done that would prove to be number three in the quarterback stacked conference that's coming up?
Yeah, he played at a JUCO with his daddy.
Okay, so from Super West.
Garbage.
Website.
Where do you find these lists, Gary?
They gave their Pac-12. Oh, they do a lot of stuff. It's worth looking into.
Okay.
And they gave their top quarterbacks of the league.
I'm not going to look this time.
So this is what...
I'm not going to spoil
it. I did that other one, and now you can compare what these guys said.
Okay.
Okay. Caleb Williams is one. Let me just ask this.
Of course.
Do you think Caleb Williams should be ranked number one?
Yeah, 100%.
In the league?
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't he won the Heisman? So I get after last season.
Especially you, Bryn.
Look.
Hate Bryn.
I get it. I don't like it. I think he's not going to have a great season. I've said that. I'm going to keep saying that. And you know what? If you prove me wrong, prove me wrong. But I get why he's ranked with all these lists based on last year, because that's all we have to base it off of.
It's legit.
I think there's no question about it. I mean, he's the Heisman Trophy. He's coming back.
It'd be weird if he wasn't ranked because he won the Heisman.
Yeah.
And he's coming back. It'd be weird if he wasn't ranked at the top of everyone's list.
I think he takes a step back. I don't think that he's crap or
gonna
anything
bomb.
Like that. He's not going to bomb. I think that he'll take a step back because it's going to be really hard for him to do exactly what he did or take the next step. He was so unbelievable last year that I see him, all the fame, like we talked about, taking a little bit of a step back, but he'll still be a top three quarterback in the country. He'll still be a top three quarterback in the entire country.
He will.
Put together conference and country.
He's going to be the number one pick, probably.
Yeah, he'll be the number one pick, so have fun in Houston. All right. Number two.
Number Penix. Two, Penix.
Okay, I'll get on
you
board.
You good with that?
Here's what I'll say about Washington.
Okay, let me say this, though. So you've got Penix and Nix. I'm throwing it out there as the order.
Penix and then Nix.
I agree with that.
Okay.
I think Penix, Nix. I love the Washington offense. They're fun to watch. As a fan, it would be frustrating, but they bomb it. Every play is like a 40-yard go route.
Why would that be frustrating to watch? That's fun to watch.
It's really fun, but it can cost you games.
How come I say this all the time? You guys make fun of me. I want offense like that.
We don't make fun.
And I always
fun
get
of
criticized.
You.
Okay, so who's number three on this? Bo Nix?
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix is three.
Okay, that is the proper list so far.
And then Cam Rising at four.
Okay, they've nailed it. Number five is who?
Cameron Ward.
That's it.
DeLara at six.
Oh, yeah, he was... Yeah. I feel like he was on the upswing.
And then I don't... Oregon State QB, DJ...
Ungalale.
Just call him DJ. Yeah. You just gotta call
DJ
him DJ.
DJ is seven.
You know what? That's sneaky. DJ could end he's up good. Being He'll top be
good.
Three.
Good.
Oregon State is my dark horse.
Colin Schley at number 8 at UCLA.
Who is that? He's a five-star recruit.
Yeah. And coming in at number 9.
Okay. Better list.
Here's Sanders. What, I'm okay with this.
I'm not an unrealistic person when it comes to this. I don't need Cam Rising to be number 1 because he's a Utah guy. No. I recognize that our conference has 4 or 5 really good quarterbacks, but to take Sanders and just plop him in over top of a guy like Cam Rising or
his
even
last name.
Delora.
He's above Bo Nix.
And Bo Nix?
He's a senior. The dude is a player.
Yeah, Bo Nix. I'll say, when he came over from Auburn, I thought he was going to be a total bust. Proved me completely wrong.
Dude, I mean...
I think he's an absolute stud up there, and I think Oregon's going to be really good, but...
They're all going to be really good.
Everyone's drinking the Kool-Aid with
good list. I mean, the whole conference, top half of the conference is going to be very good.
And those top 6
Colorado,
teams.
You're not included in that.
Okay. We'll get to this. Let me... Tell me what you think about this, then.
I will.
So Cam, and you could say this about every starting quarterback, but really our season is dependent upon him coming back and being
week one
and feeling good and his knees good. Because if we don't have Cam Rising, I think it's going to be a rough season.
Oh, you're looking at a 5-7 sort
that's,
of a season.
That's my take on it. I just don't, the quarterbacks we have won't be able to carry us. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You can't play a whole season like we played at Washington State just to pull out a win.
No.
It isn't going to, our schedule, where did I read that, I mean, we have one of the top, in our league anyway, perhaps the toughest schedule.
Do you know that we play USC and Oregon back to back?
Yeah.
I was looking at our calendar the other day.
Well, plus you kick off the season with Florida and then Baylor.
Yeah.
So you go, it's not like you go Weber State, SUU, and then some random garbage team. It's two pretty dang good football programs, Florida, Baylor, and then who do we play in the third game? I don't even remember.
I don't know. I don't have it memorized yet.
Pac-12.
Yeah, I'm just saying with Cam, it's so essential that he's healthy. You know, you can say that about everybody, as I said, but man, we need him bad. So, okay, there's that list, which...
No pressure.
Can't. I'm not slamming anybody. I'm just talking about experience.
Oh, we need we get it.
The senior to be there. Okay. I think this was... Oh, okay, these guys gave their list. This is from College Football Network. Okay. Another site, they gave their quarterbacks, and of course Williams is one, but they put a Bo Nix at number 2.
I mean, I can see the argument for that. I can see it. I personally,
and then Penix 3. I mean, it doesn't
Penix
matter.
Number two, but interchangeable,
and Rising at 4.
All right, I accept it.
So, what did they put? Where did we get? But they put Sanders at 5. Guy hasn't thrown a ball yet.
Here's the thing: he could end up being phenomenal.
But yeah, he might.
He might, but let's see it first. You're not going up. I mean, I don't even know who Jackson State plays.
Yeah, like what were even his numbers at his junior college?
I mean, that's the thing. Like I've watched that Last Chance U and these junior college, and they're playing against high school students essentially in a stadium with 1,200 people selling hot dogs out of a cart on the side of the field. Like, that's the environment they're playing in.
It's just so different.
It's so different than walking into Autzen Stadium on a Saturday night where it's insane. Like, it's just different.
Oh, it's massively different. Let alone the talent level.
And then the talent level of going to the Pac-12, who last year you could argue was the second best conference in college football, and this year could be even better than last year. Like, maybe he ends up being explosive and unbelievable in a 3-8 season.
Yeah, but what kind of defenses has he played against?
That's the thing.
I mean,
not Coach Whittingham, I can guarantee you that.
No. Yeah, there's just...
Not Morgan Scalley's defense.
So That's my let's let it play out, and maybe we eat our words in 9 months from now, but I feel pretty good about it.
We won't.
No.
In Colorado Buffaloes.
I saw a list today that was an over-under on wins.
Utah. I've got that.
Okay. You want to let's get to that.
Don't spoil. Don't spoil.
Gary's all about the lists today.
He's got all the lists.
Go. Is it from like what's the group?
Let's see. That's the.
It was really interesting. I kind of thought through it. I think they had Colorado at three, over under three.
All right, well, let's go here. What? It's from On Three.
That was the one I saw. This is the same one I saw.
On Three.
It's Pac-12 win totals.
They're a great Twitter follow, by the way. If you're not following them.
On Three. They're good.
Really, really good.
And they have analyzing schedules, projections for the league, wins.
Okay.
Okay. What they think. And then they ask the question.
Schedule.
Too low, too high, or just right,
yep.
Or whatever it was. So they start, of course, with USC, and they have them 9.5 wins.
So 9.5.
9.5.
Just I think USC's over that, personally.
I don't want to say it. I hate to say it.
Based off of last year, based off what they got coming back.
They're going to win 10,
at least.
Yeah, that's what
I mean, that's...
That's too low. That's my view.
Okay.
One of those losses is going to be to us, so...
Yeah, so they got one more loss built in.
Okay. It's probably going to be Oregon.
So 9.5.
Oh, man.
We got Oregon what? Same?
And the Oregon Ducks, 9.5 same.
Oh, see, that one is really intriguing 9 to me.
9-10.
Oregon.
They have it just right.
I think that's just... I can see them... it's tough. Okay, that's a good one.
The Ducks... Washington Huskies, they have them winning 9 games. Too low, they say.
I could see them
too low?
Like winning more than that? Yeah, I think they'll win more than that, maybe.
No, I think that they, I don't think so.
Actually, I think that might be.
Personally,
just right.
I think it's. I
think it's just right or maybe too high. Eight or nine.
I don't know, though.
Think that's probably.
With Phoenix?
But think about the cannibalism that's going to happen within the conference. I mean, they're going to play. I don't know what their schedule is. But do they have to play? They've got to play Oregon, maybe Oregon State, Washington State's a rivalry game. Do they have to play USC?
Washington plays.
It is going to be
Boise State.
Okay, they better win that.
Tulsa, Michigan State.
Okay,
and then their league is Cal, Arizona, Oregon, Arizona State, Stanford, SC, Utah, Oregon State, Washington State.
Okay, I can see them doing that. That's not
their last four games is USC, Utah, Oregon State, Washington State.
And they play Oregon in there too. So that's, I mean, it's not.
No, that's not easy.
Nine wins.
I think, personally.
They're out of conference. And look, Boise State, who knows, right? Boise State's that team.
I give them 9 wins. Okay. I think that's about right. I don't think it's too low. Personally, Bruins, they have them at 8.5.
That's too many.
That's too high.
It's too high for me.
Bruins is going to take a step back.
They'll take a step backwards. They're that team that last year.
8 or 7 wins.
Yeah.
They don't have their dude
their
anymore.
Main guys are gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
DTR.
They had one good
running
season.
Back.
In the, that guy was unbelievable.
Charbonnet.
He was good. So,
No, they'll take a step back.
I don't care about they got a 5-star QB.
I don't care either.
I think
they'll take a step back.
So they have Utes. At 8.5.
I think that's just right.
8.5 wins.
I think Utah goes over, and so much of it relies on Cam.
Yeah, I mean, this is all based on the fact Cam's in.
Our schedule is so hard, especially when you loop in those out-of-conference games.
It should be 9 wins.
I think 9 is the number for Utah.
I mean, I think this is low. It isn't just right. Yeah. Everyone underestimates Utah, man. We got a good freaking team coming back.
We do.
Pac-12 champs.
I know.
Put some respect in our name. Isn't that a saying?
Sure, yeah.
I think people are underestimating us again. As weird as that is, we're going to be good. Our running back room is much better than it was last year.
Oh, my gosh.
Put it on the wall. Put it on the wall, Whittingham. Put this on the wall as motivation.
He loves this crap.
They love it.
Oregon State, 8 wins.
Too low.
Yeah, I think they go. I mean, I don't even know how this all plays out.
You say that, though, but we can't all have 10 wins.
I think Washington's going to be worse than that. And I think US or UCLA is going to be worse than that. So there's two teams right there. I think Oregon State's better than expected.
They get 9. That's what I would say. Washington State, 6.5.
Okay, let's say 6.
They say too high. I give them 6.
I give them 6.
Too high, wow.
Arizona, 5.5. Say give them 5 wins.
I'd like to see if Arizona could do better than that.
They're getting better every
year,
dude.
I'd like to see them do better than that.
They're quarterbacks.
Such a division between the top and the bottom of the conference right now.
Arizona can beat you, though. You know what?
Oh, yeah. I mean, trust me. I've been to that rat hole of a stadium. I mean, it was like December 31st, and it was 200 degrees.
It's not December.
It was so freaking
hot. It was November
that
we I know, but there. They're a good team. Are they excellent? No, but they can beat you.
And they're getting better.
And they're getting better every year. Yeah. So they worry me.
They're not the team that can string together 4 or 5 wins and all of a sudden be 8-win team.
But they'll give you an upset.
But they'll beat Washington or the Oregon somehow, and you just go, what the freak happened?
ANSU, 5.
Too high.
They need to go lower than that.
Lower than that. That's too high.
They say too high, too.
Give them 2.
ANSU? 2 for ANSU.
2 wins.
Golden Bears, who cares?
Who cares? Stanford, who cares?
This is the best. Colorado Buffaloes, 3 wins, and it's too high.
They said that?
That is so great.
On 3 sports.
You get it.
Totally unbiased.
You get it.
3. I get it. I'm with them. That's too high. Would it surprise
anybody? What are you
going
to get them?
If they won 2. Would it surprise
you?
I'll
give them 3.
I'll give them 3.
I think 3 might be just right. It's like the Goldilocks game. I like this game.
This is good. I like this game too.
Stanford just 3 wins.
Wow. So it's going to be Stanford and Colorado for the bottom of the conference.
Stanford has the new head coach who coached at Utah.
Yeah, Troy Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll give them 1 win with Troy Taylor at the helm.
Call Stanford.
Okay, I like it.
CBS Sports. Let's go to CBS Sports, and they ranked the top coaches.
In college football?
College football. This is 2023.
We've done this before.
I know we do it every year, but it's interesting to see
how it changes.
This is CBS. I mean, you can find a million of these lists. People, you know.
Okay, let me guess.
Everybody has one.
Number 1.
Okay, but
they have Kirby Smart.
Dick Saban.
Okay.
Number 1, Kirby Smart, number 2. All right. You have to say yeah.
You have to. I mean, one of them went back-to-back champions, and the other guy's got 9,000 wins. So.
And a million championships.
Million championships. Okay.
Number 3, Dabo.
No.
That's garbage.
Okay. Dabo as number 3? What has he done in the last couple
maybe
of years?
4 years ago, you could make that argument. They've done nothing.
Dabo at 3.
No.
Sorry, Dab.
What a dumb name, by the way.
Dab.
Is that his real name?
It's not his real
name. Was he born in the... Let's name him Dabo.
We've looked this up before.
Is he born in a swamp? What?
It's not his real name.
What's his real name?
Number 4.
Oh, it's the doofus from USC. What's his name?
Lincoln Riley, number 4. What do you think?
I mean,
I think it's garbage.
I can't even comment.
Comment, Brynn. I need to hear it.
No, you all know.
It's garbage.
You know my thoughts on this. It's
okay. Here's the
ridiculous
question. Is the list who can get the most Heisman Trophy winners, or is the list who can actually win a big game? Because that's a big difference.
It's just the top coaches ranked.
Okay, then that's way too high.
Because we're going to say some names here, and you're going to go, you're telling me this guy is above some of these other names? Harbaugh's 5.
Again, I would say the same thing about Harbaugh.
Yeah, but Harbaugh...
He's back-to-back.
He's back-to-back playoffs, and then he's lost back-to-back playoffs.
Yeah. Hey, I'd love to go get into the playoffs.
Back-to-back playoffs.
I know. It's true. People crap on him.
Yeah, because he's weird, but...
And then is it Ryan Day?
He's weird.
Is Ryan Day
he is weird. Is everyone...
Oh, he's
Harbaugh?
Weird. Harbaugh's a bit weird.
You have to be a little bit weird, though.
I like Harbaugh. His khakis? I like the khakis.
I hate the khakis.
Except when he slammed Utah, but we then beat him.
We beat him, so I don't care what he says. Okay, it's Ryan Day next, right?
Brian Kelly at 6. That's just pure garbage. I'm just telling you.
CBS, this list is crap.
No way.
That is such just, we know his name. Let's put him on the list at number 6.
LSU, Brian Kelly, sorry. Notre Dame to LSU, and they just...
Isn't Daniel still the quarterback at LSU?
I think so.
Okay. I think it is.
Witt at 7.
Wow.
It's a great list.
No, I think, personally, I think Witt should be above Brian Kelly.
Well, Witt should be above Lincoln Riley.
Absolutely.
He did beat him twice.
Head to head.
Head to head. And one of them was to keep him out of the championship game. Hey, what's that button right there say? The one that says USC.
Oh, wait a minute.
USC! What happened?
This list, Witt should have been above.
Can't put Riley Lincoln at Riley. Third. You cannot put Riley okay, at third.
And I think Witt should be above Brian Kelly.
Look at what Lincoln Riley did at Oklahoma.
I don't care.
Give a we're, okay.
I don't care.
What Witt's been doing?
I don't care.
Okay, see this, and then we have at eight Ryan Day.
Ryan Day.
He's a better right now above Dabo.
Yeah.
Above Brian Kelly.
Yeah.
I say even above Lincoln Riley personally.
Yeah.
And what Ohio State's been doing?
He'd be above Witt. Be honest. I'd put him above Witt.
I think I would put him above Witt.
I would.
No, I can see that.
I'm shocked that he is below Witt, honestly. And I would have put him right behind Harbaugh above Kelly.
Absolutely.
Those guys, Dabo Kelly should be like
Kelly or no way.
8 or 9 at best.
How do they come up with these?
I don't know. Whoever pays him the most, I don't
know. Luke Fickell at Wisconsin is 9.
What?
James Franklin, Penn State at 10.
Okay.
So he's a freaking good coach.
Mm-hmm.
They're on the rise.
Yeah, they are going to be really good next year.
So they have him at 10. We don't need to go any further than that.
It's interesting. Witt
at 7 is
interesting.
Which is good.
I expected Witt to be 8-9, so I'll take it.
Hmm.
Not a great list. It has its flaws.
That's not a great list. CBS.
Oh, this is... Okay, so we're back to On Three, another one of their lists. Give your opinion.
Lists?
Yeah, these Google lists.
Post-spring Pac-12 power rankings. You know, we know all this stuff's garbage because until they start playing ball, you don't really know what's going to happen. All the hype.
But what else would we talk about all summer?
All right.
But it's interesting just to see what people are thinking and where the youths stand in everyone's eyes.
We're disrespected on this.
So, of course, who's the... The Trojans, number one.
USC.
However.
USC.
He forgot he had that button.
I know. Now he remembered.
Remember that?
So now he's just going to keep.
Remember that? Remember that? So when you go like that, you know what that means?
It means that's how many times you lost.
We just beat you 2 times. So every time you do that little peace sign to me.
So dumb.
Trying to slam me or whatever it is. That means Utah beat you twice in a row. Okay.
3 times,
three
really.
Times in a row.
Oh, yeah, three times. That's right.
3 times in a row.
But that doesn't work with their little
I'm just saying
on.
From last year.
I know.
Huskies at 2. Oregon, can you handle this?
Oregon. Yeah, Oregon.
Do you think Washington's better than you?
We've got our Oregon fans. How does this make you feel?
I think I why do I feel like, I mean, Washington had a great season, and Penix is all over the place, but can he match that?
No, I think.
I
think Washington's going to be good. It's Oregon. It's Oregon number 2.
I would say so. And Utah 4. Oregon State 5. UCLA 6. Yeah, I mean, all that.
I get it. I get why we're ranked.
It actually goes with the QBs or the...
Right. Yeah. It does. And it should. Yeah. I get why Utah's ranked 4th. I understand it. But it kind of pisses me off. Can I just say, I'm so sick of always being... It's just Utah. Utah went back-to-back championships. We've been to the championship game, what, 4 of the last 5 years, and the one time we didn't make it was because of COVID?
Yeah, I don't count that year.
It doesn't even count. So, essentially, 4 seasons in a row, Utah's been to the championship game, and yet, every offseason, it's this same damn list where it's like, oh, Utah 4, they're cute. I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, if Utah wins it again this year, same list. Next year, it will be the same list. Oh, well, they can't do it again 4 times in a row. I mean, it's just, it's so exhausting.
Tell us how you really feel.
Okay, if we're talking about coaches, okay, about Witt.
Okay.
You have a question?
Oh, yeah.
Brynn has a question. We were having lunch one day.
We had this discussion.
I'll tell you
the background. So I was listening to Unnecessary Roughness, which is the Barstool Sports college football podcast. And they were talking about Harbaugh, Jim.
No, the weirdo.
The weirdo, I guess. They were talking about someone had written an article that Jim Harbaugh mows his own lawn.
I can see that.
So they were having this discussion. They were having this discussion.
With black socks, loafers, and khaki shorts.
And khaki pants.
I guarantee that's how Harbaugh mows his lawn.
They were having this discussion about, do you think that he actually mows his lawn? So then it went, Harbaugh.
Oh, Harbaugh.
But then it went into.
We were talking.
They were naming coaches who they thought. And the main host, Brandon Walker, of this podcast, he goes, I bet Kyle Whittingham mows his own lawn. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, interesting. I don't know if that's true or not. So we had to go to the source, which is Kyle's wife, because I had to find this out. I had to know. So he knows the answer already. What is your prediction?
Oh, 100% he mows his own lawn.
He mows his own lawn?
Yeah. Kyle Whittingham?
Yeah.
There's two options here. One, he mows his own lawn, or two, he makes his sons do it, but I think all of his sons are out of the house, so he does it himself.
Yeah, he doesn't have kids in the house anymore.
He does it himself. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
So we had, okay, what's your answer? Everybody, I want you to think in your mind.
Be thinking, because it may not be what you think.
Okay, ready? According to Kyle's wife, he mows his own lawn.
Okay, of course.
I was shocked.
No.
Yes, I was.
Brandon was shocked. I said, no way. He mows his own lawn.
No, he's out there. You were with me.
No, I wasn't.
You thought he didn't.
No way I didn't think that.
There's no way Kyle Whittingham would pay somebody else to mow his lawn, number one.
You have all the money in the world and you don't have any free time.
That's not the point.
That's not the point. It's therapeutic. If you got lawn, you throw some headphones on, you go out there in your short shorts and no shirt like Kyle Whittingham does.
Ooh.
Throw some bandana on his head. I guarantee it.
I need to find out when he's mowing the lawn.
Jamie. I can also see him having like a John Deere. And just out there, and like just rolling. I can see that.
Interesting.
That's like my dream minutes. Is to have a riding lawn.
Ride on.
Excuse me.
Even if you don't have that big of a yard.
A yard that's like a 10 by 10, just doing circles. That'd be awesome.
Do you want to know? Wait, yeah. I can't confess this.
Oh no, it's happening now.
What now?
I've never mowed a lawn.
That doesn't surprise
me. Your father is a loser.
I know her father.
My parents never made me.
Okay, here's
and
my
then
question.
For the first,
how come?
The first 10 years of my marriage, we lived in a condo or apartment or whatever. And then since we've moved into a house, my husband does it. And now I have a teenager
She'd
who does
be
it.
She'd taking out sprinkler heads left and right.
So I've never mowed a lawn?
If
I'm going to get a hold of Jesse, make her do it.
You had to start a lawnmower. Would you be able to?
Yeah, because we have one of the ones where you just put the battery
of
in
it. Of course. Jesse has when you look at it, it starts.
Jesse goes like this. Lawnmower, mow my lawn, and it does it on his phone.
I wouldn't be surprised.
They actually have those. It'd be sweet. It's like a Roomba for
it's
your
like the
yard.
Ooh, cars that just drive themselves
idea.
Now.
They have them.
They do?
Yeah, you put like a little geofence around your yard and just go boop, and it just runs around.
Oh, okay, that's if you don't have anything in your yard.
I've got a dog, though, so they would just be freaking
oh, dog crap.
Poo everywhere. Kids'
okay.
toys.
We
so
give
Kyle
you...
Whittingham mows his own lawn. There you go.
No one is surprised by that.
I was shocked.
No. He is an American man.
Okay. It's funny how the men totally said he absolutely does, and I thought, no I like way.
Okay, what football coaches? Saban doesn't mow his lawn.
No, he's a pansy.
No way.
Lincoln
you think
Riley,
Lincoln Riley mows his
lawn? Lincoln Riley doesn't know how to start a lawnmower.
He doesn't know how to start a lawnmower.
What's this do? And then it turns it, and that's Link. I mean.
What about Dabo?
No.
I bet Dabo actually mows his own lawn.
He runs out to it like he does when he runs down the hill.
He probably has a big spread with about 10 acres. He does sit on his John Deere. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be
Dabo
so
mows
nice.
It. I bet he does.
Kirby Smart. I bet he mows his own lawn.
I could see that.
Brian Kelly runs over sprinkler heads.
Ryan Day, he doesn't mow his lawn.
No.
Go
I don't know. We need our Ohio State. Ben, goats, find that out for us.
Find that out.
If Ryan
report
Day
back.
Mows
yes,
his own lawn.
Yes, I'm in Ohio State. Does Ryan Day mow his own lawn?
Report
no.
back. That's
report
a good
back.
Question. These are important things that we need to know
hey,
during the offseason.
It's summertime now.
Yeah.
We got to know these things.
All right. Good question. I liked it.
All right. Let's go here. So... Athlon gave their preseason rankings just recently.
Bring us back in.
Okay.
To lists. We're back to lists.
We're going back to a list. Again, it's all preseason stuff. No one knows, but it shows what people are thinking about teams, basically. Their respect for teams.
Okay. It's the same list, isn't it?
No, this is for all teams.
This is countrywide.
Athlon's 133. National. Georgia.
Okay.
Michigan.
Ooh. Ooh.
Michigan's, I've heard that. Alabama, 3. Mm. 4, USC.
USC.
I don't see it. Sorry.
They're going to disappoint everyone.
You're gonna be, just yeah. Ohio State, 5. LSU, 6. Florida State, Penn State at number 8 in this poll, which I...
Penn State could
they're going to be good.
Could do it this year, I feel like.
I think they're going to be good. I mean, it comes... I don't know what their schedule is, though.
No idea what their schedule is, and I don't know who
their conference is so them. Hard that... Well, just that top.
So you got Michigan, Ohio State, and so Penn State's got to get through them somewhere.
Yeah.
But I think they're a good... I don't know. They're improving. They looked pretty good last year when they took us out.
Yeah, no kidding. That was fun. I'm going to bring that up.
Washington at 9. Utah 10.
Utah's better than Washington. I'm saying that.
Yeah, we are better than Washington.
We're better than Washington. Because one of us lost to ANSU last year at home. The other one didn't. Just throwing that out there.
And Oregon at 13.
You know how many times I've had conversations with Washington fans, they're like, you guys didn't deserve to be in the Pac-12 championship game.
Well, you should have won.
Don't lose to ANSU at home. Washington, that's it. That's it. Okay? First of all, Utah
well,
played
in Washington State. Don't lose to Washington State.
No, they beat Washington State.
I thought that was the Apple Cup thing.
They did. They beat Washington State. We needed Washington to beat Washington State. But anyway.
I had it backwards.
Look, don't lose to ANSU at home, who won like 2 games last year, and then you would have had a chance.
And we went
what
in,
we did. So
we should have.
Yeah, there you go.
And we won. Oh.
And so we're better than Washington right now. That's it. Hard stop. It's a good list, though. I actually agree with a lot of that. LSU and Florida State, that's going to be interesting next year. I think they're
both
going to be good.
Sports Illustrated has... See, this is... Sports Illustrated has USC at 8.
Whoa.
8? I would agree with that.
Washington 10, Oregon 14, Utah 15.
Okay.
Brett McMurphy. Okay, this is funny. Hey, you SC fans, you'll like this guy. Brett McMurphy, Washington 8, Oregon 10, Oregon State at 13, USC at 15, Utah at 16. Wow. That guy's a nut job. I don't care how much I might
15.
Dislike some.
You can't put USC
USC
at 15.
Is not.
You can't even put him at 8 like Sports Illustrated.
No.
I mean, in all reality.
They're a top 5 team. I'm sorry.
Okay, Wilner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Washington at 4.
No.
He's a nut job.
Is he from there? Did he play there? What?
USC 9, Utah 14, Oregon 15.
See, you can't be... USC is not that low. As much as I don't like to say that, you can't put him that low.
Oh. Fox Sports has USC at 4 and Utah 7.
Okay.
Washington 11, Oregon 15.
Good list.
USA Today has SC at 10.
I don't get that. I don't.
Utah 17.
Although I will say USC is bringing back their defensive coordinator, and unless they learn how to tackle, it could be rough. I'm serious. Think about like last year.
They'll be better.
You think their defense will be better?
Why?
Yeah, why? What would make you think that?
They were in a number. It wasn't just losing
They've
to
addressed
Utah
it.
Twice and then losing their bowl game. They
their
struggled.
Their defense is going to be better.
I don't know, man. I think that they're
still going to beat them, but their defense.
I think that their strategy is: look, we'll just put up 45 points every game.
I agree.
Hold the other team to 42. We'll just beat everybody that way. I think that's their mentality.
I agree, which worked last year.
Which
for
worked.
Every games except Utah
and Tulane. Great work on that one. That's their mentality.
There's one. NCAA.com has SC at 8, Washington 9, Utah at 11, Oregon 15.
I think I'd put, if I were to do it myself, I'd put USC at 6 right now. Mm. Utah at 8. That's where I'd put them.
Saturday down south. I don't know where that, never heard of it.
Probably down south.
I've heard of it.
But they have Utah at 8, Washington 11, and SC at 12.
SC at 12.
And Oregon at 13.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
I mean, the conference is top heavy, but I still go back. I think Oregon State could be the sneaky good.
No, they're good.
They're not on any of the lists we just talked about.
No, I think it's
those top 4 teams. I think Oregon State with their defense, run game, and they've just upgraded their quarterback.
They're going to come out of nowhere.
Watch out for the Beavers. They're going to knock one of these teams we've been talking about at the top.
Yeah.
It's going to be Washington. Oregon, Washington, SC. Oregon State's gonna
it's gonna be
it's Washington in the mix.
Washington's gonna be
out, and they're gonna be in. That's how I see it. they're gonna be good. So FanSided is the name of the site, and they asked, "What are USC's three toughest games?"
I don't know their schedule.
On their schedule.
Utah.
Who's their out of conference? Utah. I don't know what their out of conference is.
Notre Dame. So, okay. Oh. They have, of the three, Utah, they have Utah three.
Okay, yeah.
I mean, that's fair enough. We go there, that's going to be tough, man.
That's going to be tough.
Notre Dame is their second toughest.
And Oregon.
And they have to go to Oregon.
Oh, they go to Oregon?
November 11.
In November? That's an Oregon win right there. I'm calling it right now. It is. It's going to be raining. Oh, baby. That's going to be a Saturday night game. Caleb Williams is afraid of the wet.
It's raining.
My
fingernails.
His leg will give out all of a sudden.
Yeah, they'll be down by 10 points, and all of a sudden I got a hammy injury.
All of a sudden, the injury will come back magically.
My modeling career is more important. Is it Eagle Boss?
I don't know what he was doing.
I don't know what he was on the catwalk for.
He looked good. I'm getting that.
You have more lists?
I'm just saying, Athlon, they had the defensive line. They ranked the defensive lines in the league.
Okay.
Utah won.
Yeah, well, duh.
That's
when you have that.
When you have the best D line in.
That's huge.
Probably a top three D line in the country.
It is. You look at those.
That wins you games. It just makes all the difference.
Washington, though, is at two.
That's pretty good for going.
If Washington's 8-4. D, and they have SC at three, so no, Oregon four. Who knows? But I'll say this: Washington's D is solid. They'll make a push. Any questions on? I do have the schedule.
No, we can. I don't save
even
that.
Know who that is.
Save the schedule.
I'm just. The thing is, SC starts. I mean, their first game.
They start week zero.
Is August 26th. Against who is that?
It's San Jose.
Is that San
or
Jose?
Something like that, San Jose State.
And then they play Nevada.
Wait, whose schedule is this?
SC.
Wait, let me.
But then remember, they've got two bye weeks.
Oh, that's right.
And then you remember they were still whining that the Pac-12 screwed them over.
They don't even play because
they play
early.
Week.
Everyone else plays, and they don't.
I hate them so much.
But I'm going to tell you right now.
I can hate them. They're such whiny little crybabies.
They're
going to
be in the top four because they're going to beat everybody through because they go San Jose, Nevada, Stanford, bye.
How about Colorado beats them?
Then they play ANSU, and then they play Colorado. Then they get Arizona, okay?
So they're going to be undefeated.
Undefeated. They're going to be like number
leading
whatever.
Up to Notre
number
Dame.
Number three.
Three in the country. And then they got Notre Dame, Utah, Cal, Washington, Oregon, UCLA. Then that's their gauntlet at the end of the
that's
year.
That's a gauntlet, though. I mean, that's a gauntlet.
Everyone's going to get all
kind
worked
of.
Up
they don't
the first
play,
half of the season.
They don't play Oregon State.
Okay, but they have us at home. They go to Autzen.
Washington.
Go to Washington.
Do they?
We'll see.
I don't know. You've got the schedule.
I don't know.
It doesn't say on this. Just I have all the teams right in front of me here. I guess the question I do have, though, is Washington, they're Oregon, SC, Utah, Oregon State, Washington State. Who knows, man? I don't know. Anyway,
I want to go to the Washington game. That one's fun.
Okay.
Okay.
You paying for it?
We need sponsors.
Oh, no kidding. That's the other one. Delta Airlines and Marriott Hotels.
No kidding. Jeez.
Oh, my gosh.
Swing for the fences. Speaking of, okay, it's summer. Everyone's traveling. We've all been traveling.
Correct. Yes.
What are your airport pet peeves?
Oh,
because
I've got one.
I have many.
You can't give many. Give me one.
Okay.
No, give two.
I'll give you one.
Oh, God. The airport is the worst place on earth.
Oh, it's the worst place on earth. Okay, you go first.
I'm
saving mine.
Okay.
What's your airport pet peeves?
Well, I'll give you my number one now. I didn't have it till the last time I traveled. So, you know, you get online and You see the seats and you pick a seat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
We picked a window seat and then the middle seat, going and coming.
Okay.
First of all, that's an odd selection. I'm an aisle person, but continue.
I like aisles no, I on like real long distance.
I'm window.
Otherwise, I get claustrophobia.
Claustrophobia?
Claustrophobia. Jeez.
I heard it too. Okay, continue.
Okay, go ahead. Okay. I chose a window seat. We board the plane. We get up there, put you know, the pack
baggage,
over.
Yeah.
I get in there, and there's no window. It's a flat wall. I had a windowless window seat.
It's true.
Have you ever done that?
He sent me a picture of it.
Never.
I look at it going, oh, this is false advertising.
You should have complained. Did you
complain? What are they going to do? The plane was full.
Going to cut a hole in it.
So yeah. That's my pet peeve now. If I want a window, or how about a disclaimer on the site? Just
right.
Saying.
That window this seat does not have a window.
There's no window, really window here. So I thought, well, maybe coming back, it's a different plane. Nope. So I'm up against the wall.
So both ways?
Both
I didn't
ways.
Know, I didn't know
yeah,
the return.
I didn't have a window either ways, though I picked a window seat. So that is mine.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Mine, I mean, of course it's everyone tries to exit the plane before it's their turn. That is ridiculous. Knock
just
it
wait
off.
Wait your damn turn.
Yeah. If you're in the back of the plane, you are last off. And okay. But my other one is once you go through security. So you go through security, everybody puts their bag on the conveyor belt, it goes through. And then you walk through and they tell you, okay, ready. So then you have to go to the other side and wait for your bag. So your bags come in order.
Yeah. Oh.
The people who come through and then they go up to the very front and they like put their head into the conveyor belt to watch for their bag to come. Lady, your bag's not going to come before mine because I was in front of you in line. So move out of the way.
So even if it wasn't, just back go up. Back 20 feet. It's like just, 10 seconds yeah, later, maybe.
Just back away. You don't have to stick your head through and watch for your bag to come through, and you're blocking everybody else.
This is just generic, right? There was no specific instance.
There was a specific lady, and I'm sitting there watching her going, what are you
she
doing?
Was, she's crazy.
I'm crazy or
no,
the
she
lady's
was crazy.
Crazy? I mean, maybe both.
Both.
The airport is... You see some stuff that people do. It's insane. Okay, what's yours?
Keep your damn shoes on your feet.
Sometimes they tell you
no,
to take
no,
them
no,
off.
No, 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 no.
I don't want someone's stinky feet.
No.
Oh, on the airplane.
In the airport and or on the airplane. Feet are disgusting.
What do you mean in the airport? Like security? Or just walking around?
No. Security, that's a whole nother thing. I mean... You're sitting at your gate waiting for your flight, and you're sitting there. First of all, you're delayed 3 hours already, so that's fun. And you're sitting there, and you're pissed off, and some woman walks by with her shoes off in the Salt Lake City airport. And you're just put your shoes on. And then when they get on the flight, and they're walking up down the aisle, they got no shoes, keep your shoes on. It's disgusting.
You need to put slides in your carry-on, people.
Yeah, if you want to take your shoes off,
then you need something to put on
your feet.
That's an interesting
one.
That's
more Utah football right here.
She asked a question. Yeah, the hard-hitting stuff.
That's the hard-hitting
hey,
I've got a Utah football
everybody
stuff.
Everybody can relate to this.
Absolutely.
The airport is the worst of humanity.
$17 for a bag of M&Ms.
Oh, my gosh. Flat Diet Coke that cost me $20.
I just take a pill and knock myself out. I don't really care after a while.
Oh, I've got one more. I got one
no.
more. Real quick.
Of what?
One more.
Pertinent?
Yes. I did not know this was a thing, but I was in Mexico. So I go through the security in Cancun. I bought a Pepsi in Cancun. Did not finish it between Cancun and the Dallas-Fort Worth, but I had to like exit and go through. I had to go through security and throw away
your Pepsi.
My Pepsi.
Bummer.
Like, wait a minute here now. I haven't left any airport. Nope. That was ridiculous. You should know.
They should just know.
It was a whole separate line for people coming from international flights. I don't know. All right, move on.
That's it. What do you got? You got a rant for us, Bryn? Anything?
Oh, I think that covers it.
That covers it.
I think the airport, I could go probably on
and
on and on.
I've got 30.
I don't want to go more any more airport
no,
stuff.
It's So if you're traveling this summer, good luck.
Yeah, see, it all wraps back together.
I will just say this, okay, we do have, hopefully, I mean, we're scheduling some things now, but some podcasts with some guests upcoming to fill up some of the space before the season comes upon us. The reality is, though, June is here.
I know.
I mean, we've got 3 months is all.
We're at 90.
And football is back.
6 days, something like that.
When does fall camp, when does that start? Exactly. I mean, it's coming fast. So
beginning of August.
There's going to be a lot of info, a lot of things to talk about, but hopefully we're going to have some guests that will be relevant, not only locally, but even perhaps on a national scene, things like that. So
make sure you're subscribed.
Subscribe. And we don't hate SC. Someone said, why do you hate SC?
I do.
I don't say it's hate.
I do.
I wouldn't say it's hate.
Hate. What happened?
Why do I hate SC? Because you're arrogant. That's why.
Because we beat you twice and you still won't acknowledge it. That's why.
Just acknowledge that someone's better than you for a while.
Oh. Did you see that? How quick that was?
Wow. I think we need to just
I would have blown up my
head. No. Last thing. The most important thing of the podcast. We now know who's in the Stanley Cup final. How are we going to blow past this?
Unless we didn't have the game on.
My two teams are gone. My two teams, if you'll recall, were the Devils and Edmonton.
Well, who both got your wagon they don't deserve.
But Vegas was number two, baby.
Vegas.
All right, so I want to hear who is winning the cup.
Vegas wins it.
Vegas or Florida?
I want Vegas. I mean, I want Vegas.
That's not what I asked.
Florida has been that sneaky team. Nobody was expecting them, so I could see them
Vegas,
actually
baby.
Pulling it off, which would be kind of cool because nobody expected
We've
them.
Seen Vegas a few times this year.
But
I want Vegas.
I want Vegas.
I want Vegas, but I think Florida wins it.
Interesting.
I think Florida, if you're not a hockey fan, I don't care.
You should be.
You should be. It's going to be a fun series.
It's the real
It's going
deal.
To be fun, and I think Florida wins it.
Vegas needs to win. They made it to the finals their first year as a franchise. They're back now. You got to do it, Vegas. Come on.
They're going to.
Florida's got the goal.
Believe me. Hey, Brendan, you've got to be a Vegas fan.
Yeah, Brendan. Hey, Brendan, get us some tickets. Hey,
Brendan. Get us some tickets.
Okay.
Hey, Brendan, get us some tickets to the final.
We'll come down.
We'll say hi. I'll read your epistles on the air.
We'll say hi. That's all we can give
him. We'll say hi. Like
hey,
that.
Thanks for the tickets.
That's the incentive.
That's the incentive is you get to meet us in person.
We already met him.
I know. It was fun, actually.
At the best game ever. All right.
All right. What's your Twitter handle now?
Oh, I have a personal. It's at UFFJames, like Utah football fans. UFFJames. So follow me. That's
on Twitter.
On Twitter.
At Bryn Whitchurch.
At the Gary Utah.
He just wanted to throw that in. What are you?
No,
the,
follow us.
The
brand
Ohio
new. I just
State?
Stuck it. I mean, I just.
The Gary Utah.
All right, you fans.
Go Utes.
It's always fun to talk Utah football. We got some exciting things coming up.
Better make sure that Vegas actually won. It was 5-0.
And they blew a 5-goal lead.
12 minutes to go.